excited. It's my impression. I know they are. This is much like their first day in football, and I'm sure that you know there's some gravel in the gut there, and some anticipation, excitement, nerves, you know, all those things. So working with them and our players are, our coaches are, to you know, get them acclimated back into playing 11-on-11 football.
It's sort of a cram course for them. I saw them working with Jim after the walkthrough yesterday, out in chicken coop and stuff like that. I mean, is that the idea, to just try to get as much time on the field with them as possible this week?
Yes, I think that's something that will be very beneficial. You know, as much football as possible, scout team, many reps as we can get them, both with our defense and on the scout team. Looks 11-on-11 football.
But are they, since they're coming back from two pretty serious injuries, then are they still restricted? Meaning, just you kind of have to wait to see how they do the next day.
You're talking about Quentin Dial and Tank Carradine. Right now, the doctors have no restrictions on them.
How are you guys as far as the defensive line depth heading into this game? Do you guys have to make any kind of moves to the 53
again? We'll see. You know, as the days go on here. I mean, possible. Well, I don't remember thinking that it was, you know, the severity of it, and he did some working out yesterday, rehabbing, and we'll see where that is today.
How do you fit Eric Wright into the mix, a veteran coming to a new system at this time of season? How does that plan unfold?
Much like the two defensive linemen and Mario Manningham. Get him back into acclimated to playing 11-on-11 man football.
Is it a little easier with him because he's not coming off a significant injury?
Well, there's no restrictions from the doctors as well, but you know, there's the getting acclimated back to playing 11-man football. Some that were here, possibly. You know, there's other guys that weren't. Right now, it's a matter of same way we treated those Youngstown trips, back-to-back East Coast games that we played in 2011 and 2012, and that's concentrate on taking care of our business today and handling that.
You haven't seen a team like Tennessee for a while. How much more time does it take, you know, the staff to prepare for a team that haven't faced and you may not be familiar with?
Well, you know, more time getting familiar, certainly, with personnel, scheme. The amount of time is the same. You spend as much as you possibly can on your opponent, but you know, there's definitely some things that you're not familiar with as opposed to a division team.
Did you start working with them any earlier? Just because this team you may not have, like said, you know, this team hasn't faced in a while.
Yes, we started some prep work last week. I'm not happy to see him in a Titans 82 jersey, you know. He's really playing well. You know, on a personal level, you know, I miss Delaney. Wish him a long and successful career and have great memories of him when we were teammates. But I know the competitor he is. I know the player he is, and, you know, our challenge, our task in defending him is high.
Couple more. What did you notice from the Titans in their game last Sunday against Seattle?
They offensively, they run the ball very effectively. Very physical offensive line. Very stout defensively. probably the best team we've seen at stripping, clubbing, punching the ball out, creating turnovers, very, very physical, competitive secondary, and, fine football team, very well coached, excellent on special teams. It's
you make that a point of emphasis this week of holding on to the ball. I mean, obviously that's something you work on every week, but is it a special point of emphasis this week?
It's really got to be, and that's something that's always a special point of emphasis, always something that is vital, critical to the team's well-being. But I really think you have to this week. I mean, if it's 10 out of 10 every week, it's 11 out of 10 this week. It's very important.
How does Frank go about it? I mean, he gets a lot of yards after contact. So once he reaches that initial point of line, how do you see him running and protecting the ball?
Well, don't see anybody doing it better than Frank Gore. He had the one that got stripped out from defender coming from a non-aggressive angle. He didn't see him, and he let his guard down. And when that happens to Frank, you're not gonna sneak up on Frank again and hit him over the head with a bag of dung a second time. That's how I feel about Frank. So it's a huge point of emphasis for him.
So when it comes to Colin running and staying safe, do you see everything different marching orders this year than he did last year?
Marching orders, no.
Jake Locker he's been cleared medically and he hasn't been fully ruled out. Does that change your week of preparation?
You're never in a position of knowing until they're ruled out. So, there has to be an awareness and a preparation there.
How different is their offense? What can they, as far as play calling, what they like to do?
Well, I've always thought this. He's like a running back with his ability to run the football. I've always thought that. And seen it up close and been defeated by it. And he's evolved, grown. He's always been an extremely tough competitor, and that's why you knowing the competitor he is, if there's any possible way that he would play, he'll be out there.
Did you guys work him out pre-draft?
Did we work him out at the combine? He was private workout.